The District of Houston and the Houston Retirement Housing Society are joining forces to build more independent living units in the community. Should all the necessary financing come together, the units will be built at 3553 11th Street, immediately adjacent to the Society's current Pleasant Valley Village location. At the heart of the proposal is an agreement in principle reached for the district to lease 1.5 acres at the 11th Street location to the Society for $1 a year for 60 years. Construction is contingent upon the Society receiving financing from the provincial government's BC Housing Agency. At the same time, the district has committed itself to spending $2.114 million on civic infrastructure such as water, sewer, and roads at the location. The infrastructure will run the length of the property. The district will spend $1 million from its Regional Benefits Alliance money coming from the provincial government, $400,000 from a separate provincial grant, and the rest from water and sewer reserves to pay for the infrastructure. It will also apply for a federal grant for half the cost and, if successful, that money will reduce the amount to come from reserves and the province. A successful project would help meet a continuing need in the community for independent living units for seniors. And it also adds to the district's policy goals of encouraging new and varied housing options. As it is, the district's purchase of the 13.124 acres making up 3553 11th Street in 2022 has already resulted in arrangements with the Zay LeConte Friendship Center Society to lease portions of the property for a housing complex and a daycare center. The Housing Society and Zay LeConte will pay for civic services to their respective developments. The plan for more seniors housing continues a gradual expansion on the part of the Houston Retirement Housing Society, which built a first six-plex complex on donated land in 2007. That's been followed by a second one in 2010, a third one in 2015, and a fourth one in 2022. Construction of each phase was made possible by donations from the community. Rents are geared to be affordable and units are designed to be accessible by people who use walkers or wheelchairs by ensuring doorways are wide. The Zay LeConte residential building would be approximately 35 units with rents also geared to be affordable. The plan for the accompanying daycare center is to offer before and after school care, as well as care during the day.